You need to remember what we said yesterday in Mishnah. Hey, keep things going here. We said that when a person steals the gazan, he needs to return what he stole. But under normal circumstances, he's allowed to tell the victim, okay, you think item is in such and such a place, come and get it, whatever the story is. He doesn't have a chiyuv to go bring it to him. The perpetrator doesn't have an obligation to go and seek out and find his victim. But once he swears that he doesn't have it, the perpetrator says, it does a formal shvua, that he doesn't have the object, and then it turns out he lied, so, and he admits that he lied, he fesses up. Once he fesses up, so then now the perpetrator needs to bring the actual stolen object back to his victim, or the money. He has to actually find them out, seek them out. So yes, as Mishnah said, even if he's in Madai, which... by which they mean far away. It's not the end of the earth. It's the next door country. It's northwest Iran. But anyways, it's based on a pasuk. But the point is, wherever he is in the whole world, even in Timbuktu, Australia, Fiji, he's got to go find him.
This is
bring it to him.
Where he was accused of stealing, and he went in front of Besdin, and Besdin, he lied in front of Besdin, said he didn't do it, and then he was found out to be...
No, then he admitted, that he lied. Okay? Now, when he admits that he lied later on, so he's like, we're giving him some opportunity to get some kind of kapara, which means he'll now have to return the object. And in addition, he does two more things. He has to add a chomesh to it, that fifth. So it was, if he stole $400, he has to add a fifth $100 to it, so what we call 25%. And he, that's the chomesh angle. And he has to bring a korban asham, an asham guilt offering. The different kinds of guilt offerings we've seen, like the asham megillus we talked about before. There's the asham tali. There's different ashamos. There, this asham we're talking about here is the asham gazelos, the asham you bring, the guilt offering for being a thief, a gazlan, whatever, a robber. There's actually five kinds of ways you can be chayav at asham gazelos, which we'll see in the Mishnah shortly. All of them involve the same thing, where you basically cheated someone out of money or stole money from him, then you lied and said you didn't, and then you admitted, under shvua, you swore that you didn't when you lied, and then you admitted that you actually did. Then you have this chayav to bring this asham.
Should be a bigger deal. If you swear falsely,
then
you're just able to pay
your
way out of it.
Well, I don't pay out of it. If you admit later on that you lied, if you admit, then you're allowed to get a kapara. If you get busted, then you don't get the opportunity. If you later on fess up, we're giving you a chance to fix up whatever you did wrong. What could you do? So you bring carbon as a kapara, and you pay back what you stole plus the chomesh. You have to make that's the restitution that the Torah prescribes. If you get busted, and it was the Edom come and say, he's a liar, then forget it. Of course you have to pay back what you stole, but like, then you don't have the opportunity to earn this kind of kapara exactly. Now, so that's the whole picture in the background of last Mishnah, and now this Mishnah picks up, saying, Mishnah above inside, Nasan lo esakeren. If the thief returned the keren to the victim, meaning the $400 that he stole. V'lo nasan lo es hachomesh, but didn't actually return the fifth $100 he also owes him. The thief stole $400, he then swore he didn't, then he admitted he did, he has to bring back the $400 plus the $100. Let's say he delivered $400, but not $500. So then, the din will be he need not seek out. I'm just giving the end. There'll be a few cases, but the predicate of the sentence is if he returned the keren, he need not, but not the chomesh. The perpetrator need not seek out his victim to return the last $100. He can give it to the base, then he can say, you know, it's in an envelope for you, whenever you want to come get it. So the din is on the keren, not the chomesh, to seek him out. It's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says shilam oso barosho, you have to pay him for the first and foremost, the keren, the chamishisav Yosef alav, you add an extra 25%. La sherhu lo, wherever he is, then it says yitneno, that's singular. Yitneno biyom ashmaso, give it to him, give it singular to him on the day of his crime. So then it didn't say yitnenu, give. It said yitneno. It should say yit if it. Yitneno is singular, give it. It could have said yitnanam, give them to him, the two payments. The fact that it said give it instead of give them, so the drasha is that the chiyuv is to give back it, the keren, but not a chiyuv to go give back them, both the keren and the chomesh, to the victim. Okay, so therefore the din will be, as long as he gave back the keren and didn't give the chomesh yet, he can send him the last 100 in the mail or whatever the story is, that will be acceptable.
So the money he can...
Yeah, I have no idea. I retract what I said. I have no idea what the din is of sending in the mail. It's an interesting question. I'm retreating from that story. I don't know. I don't get there. He has to deliver the keren to him in hand. I have no idea what the din is, but I don't know what that count says. Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I need to learn the Gemara's better to understand that what's the... Why? The what is the principle behind giving to his hand? Is it that, because there's an angle of the bush involved also, which he's avoiding. There's an angle of the lack of inconvenience, which he is achieving. So I'm not getting that. Okay. Be that as it may, so he needs, the perpetrator needs to give back the keren, but the chomesh, if he didn't give it for whatever reason, he can force the victim to come get it himself. Or another case where he need not go out and seek out his victim is machalo al hakeren. The victim said, forget the 400 you sold me. V'lo machalo ala chomesh. Just give me the other 100. Don't ask me why he would do that, but let's say he did. The point is, since the chiyuv is only on the keren, the principle that he stole, if he says, just give me the chomesh, maybe it sounds strange if it's just money, but it might sound less strange if it's, I stole your, we were in class together and I stole your textbook, okay? And then I swore I didn't steal it, and like, the story's over. Then, finally, when I admit that I lied, you're like, I don't need the textbook anymore, forget the textbook. I just, you know, you can have, don't even bother to send a textbook, but the extra, you know, whatever is $5.25 that you owe me from, you know, for the chomesh, that you could please send me, why not? So then, in such a case, he need not, the perpetrator need not go seek out his victim, he can just put the $5.25 in an envelope and say, go get it yourself. Machlo alzeh avalzeh. Same goes if the victim forgave everything. Chutz mepachus meshava pruta bekeren, except for a tiny amount, less than a sheva pruta of the keren. Don't ask me why again. I can't even think of a reason why I would do that. But he says, right now, roughly speaking, a pruta is 10 agorot, which is very convenient for the story. It's a very roughly 10 agorot right now. So that being the case, the story is he says, all I want from you is 5 agorot. Well, in case you did, 5 agorot is like less than a. It's like the minimum amount of money, less than 1 pruta, and therefore einot tzarech leilech achrav. He need the victim. The perpetrator need not. The thief need not seek out his victim to bring him the money. It's very convenient because at the moment in Israel, I don't think there are any coins in circulation less than 10 agorot. There are 5 agorot coins. I think they're defunct. So that being the case, that's the same idea. In other words, you might say, oh, there's still some value there. It's 5 agorot. That's not nothing. But it is nothing, because since the card doesn't go below 10 agorot, it's considered to be like a wash.
There's a Mishnah in Shavuos. The taina has to be, by the Shavuos HaMikodah, the taina has to be, Shavuos HaBayomi, there has to be a taina of the thing that he denies has to be a
shavah puta. Correct. So, that's not this point here. This point is not that. This point is he's in. Everyone agrees that the textbook was stolen, and everyone agrees, or whatever, it's $400 was stolen, and the 100 more is added. But for whatever reason, the victim says, "I forgive everything. Just give me 5 agorot." So then, since it's less than a pruta's worth, the Torah lets him not have to return it because. It's considered to be like less nothing. one of my hobby horses. You know, I have lots of hobby horses, but like one of my other hobby horses is that the shops in Israel do charge to the agura. Like if you go buy orange juice in the shop, it might cost $9.99. It makes me crazy. It's just a.
Yeah, right. With a credit card, it makes a difference. If you buy 30 things for $9.99,
that I hear, but I don't really hear. I mean, that at least I hear the pathetic defense.
The thing is, it basically
On a credit card they charge steal?
Yeah, right. They give you
a okay, fine. Okay, it's not my hobby horse anymore.
It costs $9.94, and only pay $9.90 if you're paying cash.
Right.
They give you 10
cents. Right.
They round down, round up to 5 up.
Right.
Credit card. I didn't think of that. No, because I always buy. I'm like, this is just a pure lie. They're telling you it costs $9.99, but it's a lie. It costs $10. When you go to the shop, you can't pay $9. You have to pay $10 for it. So they're just lying to you, so you think it costs less than $10, but it doesn't. So that bought me crazy. It still drives me crazy, but not as crazy now. As a credit card, there's some rationale to it.
They do that because the mind thinks of it as not.
Right. That's why I think it's not right. It's just lying. You're lying saying, this is under 10, but it's not under 10, it costs 10 when you actually go to the
There's also an administrative feature to it, that usually have cashiers who are strangers to the, they're not family of the owner.
Yeah.
And they check up on it, so if they've got to give change, it so happens 999, they can't give you change, but if it was a reasonable number where you could give change.
Oh, then they check to see the change squares away.
It's a check against the cashiers, the two people who are handling the money.
That could still work at 990 though, couldn't it? Yeah, sure.
Well,
yeah, especially yeah with
well,
this.
Easier.
Right. Anyways, so but okay. All that aside. Just the same way in a normal circumstance. Like the point is, you see, this point I want to focus in on, which is important, I think. Which is yes, the gas stations. It also drives me crazy. But 9/10 of a penny. But there you're always buying quantity, so there's some more rationale to it. You only buy 1 liter of orange juice. And anyways, but the only rationale that is relevant for here, besides my hobby horse on the side, which is not your problem, it's my problem, is that you see when it costs $9.94, let's say, so that four just waves because it's like less than a shavaputa, a kilo. I'm saying that's the only parallel I want to draw in your mind, that the same way the Torah and the Chazar are like less than the de minimis amount, like just wave it, same thing here, they just round it down to the nearest whole 10 agora, same with the nearest whole prusa. Okay, fine, that's all I wanted to say. Now, so those are the examples where the thief need not seek out his victim anymore to return it. Now, on the other hand, nasan lo es a chomesh, velo nasan lo es a keren, same goes in reverse now, whatever, converse. If the thief gave back the Karen, sorry, the Chomesh, meaning like say the 100, but failed to give back the 400, or gave back the 525 for the book, Chomesh, but didn't give back the book, so then that doesn't cut it, since the Chiyuv is on the Karen to be returned, so he's got to seek him out. Or, Machlo ala Chomesh, if the victim said, forget the Chomesh, Velo Machlo ala Karen, but just give me back my book, or the 400 you took from me, I want it back, then he has to seek him out. No big Kiddush there. Or Machlo al Zev al Zeh, or even if he says, forget everything, don't pay me anything. Chutz mishava pruta shebekeren. I just want one pruta from you. I guess that's just to spite him, to make him come to Madai. So tzarech lilach achrav, and the thief for that one remaining agura, or remaining, excuse me, pruta, has to go across the earth to return it to the victim.